So one halakha in the laws of Megillah that we are studying. Megillah is called a sefer. And one of the things that a sefer needs is an amud. An amud is a stick. The sefer Torah has two sticks. Those are the wooden sticks that the parchment is rolled on. Of course, the sefer Torah is very big, so it needs two sticks. However, Megillah, the halakha says, you must have an amud. There's a big mahloket, where do you put the stick? According to some texts, the stick is placed in the beginning of the Megillah. However, according to the text of the Tosafot and the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tafresh Sadi Aleph Halakha Bet, is that the amud is placed at the end of the Megillah. As we do, we stitch it to the parchment itself. Although the Ashkenazim have a custom not to put an amud in the Megillah, it's clearly the opinion of Maran to put the amud. And it's even based on a Gemara Yerushalmi that says the Megillah is like a Sefer Torah and it needs an amud. The question is, what if the Megillah does not have the amud? They gave a person the Megillah parchment. They didn't yet put the stick on it yet. Is he allowed to read from such a Megillah? And is he allowed to make berachot on such a Megillah? Well, again, let's make it clear. Like a tehillah, you should not read from a Megillah unless it has an amud. One should go out of his way to make sure that it's proper according to the minhag. One should not be lenient on this detail. The question is, if this is the Megillah that he has, can he read from it? Is it kashira? And if he can read from it, can he make a beracha? Hacham Uvadya, alav shalom, holds that the amud is not me'akev. That b'di'abad, if a person cannot get a hold of a kosher Megillah with a amud, not only can he read from it, but he can even make berachot. That's what he says in Chazon Uvadya, on Daf Resh Mem Gimel, in the footnote. V'nir'eh de b'sh'at ha'dahak, yecholim levarech al Megillah kazot. B'sh'at ha'dahak, in a pinch. Ela dekatehila sarik lishtadel bechol et la'asot la'amud besofa kadat. But the Ketailah, before Purim, or before you read the Megillah, go take a piece of wood and go attach it to the, it's not such a difficult thing. However, it should be known that Acham ben Sion had a different opinion. In order to Sion Dalet, on page Shin Lamed Dalet, he says, She'elayim efshal lekrot b'Megillah she'en ba'amud. And he says, Yesh lebnei Sefarad le'zaher ve'lo lekrot b'Megillah she'en ba'amud ha'ma'azik et ha'klav. ואם אין לו אלא מגילה זו, לא יברך עליה. עכשיו, בנסיון הלד, את העמוד is, maybe it's not פוסל במגילה, but since it's not our מנהג, and מרן said you have to put a עמוד, so you can't make a ברכה. So, it's a מחלוקת again, עכשיו מובדיה, and עכשיו בנסיון, when you can make a ברכה or not, עשה לך רב, הסתלק מן הספק, אבל עכשיו מובדיה said, there's enough פוסקים, including the רמב״ם, that when he wrote all the things that are posel and Megillah, he didn't write Amud. So the fact that the Rambam left it out, there's room to say that the Amud is not Me'akev. But again, when a person is buying a Megillah, of course he must make sure that there is the piece of wood, the stick at the end of the Megillah, and therefore he can fulfill all the opinions.